listening to the Daily Daily Caller podcast on iTunes and thedailycaller.com. Alrighty, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Daily Caller podcast. I am Derek Hunter. I am your host. It's Monday, the 25th day of June 2018, and there is really only one conversation worth having right now, and it is about the road that we are heading down as a country. A lot of stories sort of converged in the last week that actually dovetailed nicely with my book, Outrage, Inc., How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism, and Hollywood, and pretty much everything else. And we're seeing it play out across the country. It started with Secretary of Homeland Security Kristen Gillibrand, or Kristen Nielsen, sorry, and her being chased out of a restaurant, out of a Mexican restaurant. How dare she? The left went crazy. How dare she go to a Mexican restaurant, given everything that's happening down on the border, with all the enforcement of the law down at the border? Then the liberal mob went to her house and started playing audio loudly of crying children all night long, because that's what they do. The left takes this stuff personally. The left makes this personal. They are willing to become violent. They are willing to become nasty. They, quite frankly, are a certain breed of evil. And from there, it had gone into a complete tailspin. A restaurant in Virginia called the Red Hen refused service to Sarah Huckabee Sanders because she made the mistake of taking a job in the Trump administration. Is this really where we want to go as a society? Segregation? Liberals already do it on race. They already do it on gender identity. They do it on sex. They do it every which way they possibly can. They divide people to conquer. They demand people stay with their own tribes. They view people as members of their tribes, ascribe belief systems to people based on their membership of those tribes. And if you do not obey the liberal decisions that for which tribe you should be in and what you should believe, then you are ostracized. You can be called anything. Ask Condoleezza Rice. Ask Judge Clarence Thomas. Ask any number of conservatives who don't conform to the liberal stereotype. Ask some free thinkers and see what happens. See what they have to say. Now we have the Red Hen saying, well, we don't want her here because they, according to the owner, they employ some members of the LGBT community. Again, it's not really a community. If your identity is boiled down to who you have sex with or who you're attracted to, you don't really have much of an identity to begin with. Can we just say that right off the bat? Can we be honest about this insanity and this stupidity? But that's the justification for it. That was the decision of the management and owners of the Red Hen. Now they're, of course, being criticized, being under attack, as they should be. Because this is the crowd that says, bake me a cake as fast as you can. I don't care what your deeply held religious beliefs are. You have no right to deny me service in any way, shape, or form, in any service at all. I don't care what your deeply held religious beliefs are, bigot. Bake me a damn cake. But they won't serve somebody who disagrees with them food. That's the liberal mindset. The rules don't apply to them. They make the rules. They don't have to live by them. I make this analogy regularly, but I think it's perfectly fitting. Kim Jong-un, the despotic ruler of North Korea. His people are starving. There is not enough food to go around. They literally eat dirt and plants and pets. And he's fat. That's not by accident. Look at the archival footage of the old Soviet Union. The leaders of the country were fat. The people stood in bread lines. They stood in bread lines all day long in the hope of getting enough food to be able to stand in the bread lines all day the next day, to repeat it again. They don't live by the rules that they impose on others. They never will. They will not be held to the same standards. That's part of the reason and part of what I write about in my book about how the left needs to keep their base angry and afraid to prevent them from thinking. Rational people would not do the things that the left are doing. And they wouldn't be cheered by the media. But again, they are above the rules. The rulers always allow the peasants to fight. They're expendable. They protect themselves by using the angry mob as a shield. And we saw a prime example of this hypocrisy and, frankly, this evil and stupidity, because this is horribly short-sighted. Something awful is going to happen. Get to Maxine Waters in a second. Maxine Waters is out there trying to inspire political assassinations. She's trying to inspire political violence. And I know you're sitting there going, "God, God, Derek, that's very controversial to say." Yes, yes, it is controversial to say. That doesn't mean it's inaccurate. It's the only way to explain their actions. What the left is hoping for. And if you notice, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all the leading Democrats, all the Democrats in the media, they're either cheering this on or remaining silent in any criticism of any of these actions. If any of these actions had been taken against a liberal Democrat, and they will be, and they should be, quite frankly, the left will condemn them as hate, as violence, as unacceptable in a civil society, because they view themselves as being on the side of righteousness, on the side of good. And anybody who opposes them, anybody who doesn't agree with them, is on the side of evil. And when you are confronting evil, there are no bounds. There is no links to which you cannot go. If you were told that Adolf Hitler, the second coming of Hitler, is now sitting in the White House, what wouldn't you do? There's nothing you wouldn't do. It would be immoral not to do something. If you really honestly believed that there was history's greatest monster reincarnate, or history's greatest monster part two, Electric Boogaloo, sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you would be morally obligated to act. And that is the mentality they are putting into their fringe elements in order to keep them riled up for the election. The only thing Democrats are hoping, they don't care about the violence. They're going to let it happen because they're not speaking out to try and tamp it down. They just hope it doesn't happen before the November elections. That's their only concern. What happens afterwards, they don't care. They will have regained the reins of power if their plan works, if the mob is angry and motivated enough and afraid enough to go out and vote. It's an incredibly dangerous game Democrats are playing willingly. Participating in this are, of course, their useful idiots in the media, their fellow travelers in the media, helping keep the mob angered. It's not by accident that in the last week and a half, we have seen more Trump is Hitler and Republicans are Hitler analogies, things that used to get you shunned from civil society. The one bridge that everybody agreed was too far was making Hitler analogies about your political opponents. Well, that's gone. That's been obliterated. Now, when it's used against the leftists, of course, all their pearls will be clutched. They'll be outraged. How dare you say such a thing? But they are the ones who set these new lows, these new standards. Every time you think they've hit bottom, they pull out a shovel and they keep digging, or a jackhammer, and they keep digging. Case in point, California, despicable racist Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She's not very bright. There are a lot of members of Congress of both parties who aren't very bright. Maxine Waters is perhaps the dimmest bulb on the Christmas tree string. It's probably burned out, to be perfectly honest with you. She was at a rally over the weekend, and she said quite a few things that were worthy of note. Let's listen to the first one.
Already, you have members of your cabinet that are being booed out of restaurants. Yeah. Who have protesters taking up at their house who sang no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep.
See, good old Maxine, she thinks this is just a hoot. It's a holler, man. It's a good time. You've already got members of your cabinet that are out there being booed at restaurants and booed at their houses. No peace, no sleep. Now, remember, the thing that Democrats are fighting for so hard are people in this country illegally. People who have no business being in this country. People who have broken our laws multiple times. Time magazine celebrated this when they put a fraudulent cover out in their latest issue of that little child, that little girl crying, oh, because she'd been separated by her mommy, even though she wasn't separated by her mommy. And it turns out that her mommy had been deported from the country in 2013, meaning her reentry is a felony, not a misdemeanor. Me, and also the mommy took the daughter from the father in Colombia. He has a good job. He's perfectly happy. He didn't know she was doing this. Essentially, she kidnapped the child, paid a coyote $6,000 to smuggle her up into the United States, and she got caught. Not at all the sweet, nourishing children being ripped from the salt of the earth parents that were told are crossing the border. Time magazine knew this, and Time magazine said to hell with it. This child, this picture, this crying child perfectly encapsulates the emotion we want to convey surrounding the situation on the southern border. Note that word, emotion. That, again, is what I write about in my book. The liberal mob wants to be, the liberals want to keep their mob emotional. To stop them from thinking. If you're emotional, you're not going to act rationally, or at least you're less likely to act rationally because you'll be acting out of emotion. Emotion overrides logic every single time unless you make a conscious effort for it not to. Individually, people can do that. A riled up mob, there is not much rational thought happening there. No individual, after their team wins a sports championship, would decide to smash up a police car if they were just standing in the street by themselves. But a mob whipped into a frenzy, excited, not thinking, that mob mentality changes people's behavior. And it happens regularly that police cars are smashed up. Same goes for riots. No individual person would do these things. But when you're in a crowd and it's just building and building and building, somebody's going to be the valve that blows. Maxine Waters is here cheering that on. Sorry for the audio quality. Maxine Waters is a very wealthy woman, but you don't get to be a very wealthy woman on a congresswoman's salary by spending your own money. Sounds like she's talking through a Mr. Microphone, but you can hear what she's saying. And she kept talking. Let's hear what she says next.
And guess what? We're going to win this battle because while you try and quote the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. On the side of the children. On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. On the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody.
Of course, the children are being protected, but ask yourself this question. Is God on the side of people who would rip a child from the, not the arms of their mother, but the womb of their mother, and then sell the body out for parts? For fun and profit. Do you think God would be on the side of late-term abortions or abortions in general? Do you really think that? Now, of course, this is the party that insists that God be removed from every aspect of the public sphere. They sue to make sure that happens. But here is Maxine Waters, detestable bigot from California, dim bulb in Congress, insisting that God is on their side. God is on the side of righteousness. Of course, most despots throughout history have claimed some degree of divine intervention, some degree of God being on their side, the righteousness of their cause, and Democrats nowadays are no different. Worrying about the children. Of course, the children shouldn't be here. By the way, Maxine Waters' constituents are very, very, very economically depressed. She's not concerned about them. She's not fighting for them. She's fighting, in fact, for people who would compete against them for jobs, people who would depress wages by their mere presence. Because you see, well, an American could maybe get a job for $10 an hour or $12 an hour. Why in the hell would you pay an American that much money when you could pay a non-American who is in this country illegally cash $5 an hour or $7 an hour? You don't have to pay benefits to an illegal alien. You don't have to pay taxes on an illegal alien. You don't really have to worry too much about workman's comp for an illegal alien. You just say, hey, don't get hurt on the job. There are massive fiscal benefits to hiring illegal aliens. That's why people do it all the time. Maxine Waters wants to defend that. The Democratic Party wants to protect that. And sadly, a large swath of the Republican Party wants to protect that too. But Maxine decides to invoke God, the name of God, as being on the Democrats' side. I am no theologian, but I can assure you that God would not be on the side of the Democrats. I don't know that God would take a side, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'm fairly certain it wouldn't be on the abortion on demand side. Just a guess, but I think that's a pretty well-founded guess. But here comes the even more disturbing statement from dim bulb Maxine Waters. And this is going to be the new rules. This is the way that the world the left wants to create is going to go, and it's going to lead someplace awful. Let's listen.
And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Right out of Nuremberg, straight out of Compton, Maxine Waters, California congresswoman, Democrat in good standing, hero of CNN and MSNBC, said, and I quote, to an angry mob, quote, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. These are the new rules that the Democratic Party is trying to put in place. You either conform with them or you are an enemy of the state. You are to be shouted down. You are to be chased out of places. You are to get into their faces, to paraphrase Barack Obama when he was talking about people, your neighbors, talking to your neighbors and your friends who disagreed with his liberal agenda. And now they've taken it up a notch. And not a single leading Democrat has said, wait a second, this is going too far. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, where are you? Because Maxine Waters is sitting there advocating, and by their silence, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, what they are advocating will escalate to violence. It will get ugly. An angry mob surrounding somebody trying to chase people out of places over their political beliefs. The Nazis did this. And just like the Nazis, they were progressives. They were of the left. They were the National Socialist German Workers' Party. Certainly not conservative. The left has bastardized that and lied to people so much that they have people believing that the Hitler was some rabid right winger. The ultimate right wing, if you take it to the extreme, would be anarchy, would be no government whatsoever. Left wing is totalitarianism. The elites knowing what's best for everybody else and forcing their beliefs on everybody else. That's exactly what the left is. But what Maxine Waters is advocating and Democratic leadership are advocating by their silence will lead to violence. Somebody is going to take it up a notch. That one person on the street with the cop car after a sporting event or after an incident, whatever, that doesn't smash up the cop car, but when they're in a crowd, somebody snaps. That's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody may end up getting killed. I honestly believe that these liberals want somebody to take a shot at the president. You remember just over a year ago, James Hodgkinson, the Bernie bro, who, after hearing about how Republicans and their health care plan, it was going to kill tens of thousands of Americans every year if the Republican health care bill passed. But they were just evil. This is the rhetoric of the Democrats a year ago. James Hodgkinson, unhinged, took a gun to a baseball field in Virginia and started shooting at Republicans. Shot a bunch of them. He ended up getting killed, and thankfully he didn't kill anybody else. You would think the Democrats would maybe not pump the brakes. I don't think they have that in them, but maybe take their foot off the gas. But no, Maxine has just stomped on the gas all the way down to the floor, and they're doubling down on it. They're keeping the angry mob angry and afraid, and they're hoping that the inevitable end of this action, of this mentality, doesn't happen until after the November election. That's all they really want, because if cabinet secretaries start to get beaten up, get shot at, somebody gets killed, that's probably going to hurt their election prospects. But the Democrats have nothing else. What are the Democrats running on in November? We're not Trump. We're not Trump. That's all they're running on. That's all they have. That's not going to inspire a lot of their base to the polls. So they're trying to scare the hell out of them. They're trying to keep them angry, keep them in the streets, keep them marching. And the only way to do that is you constantly have to turn up the temperature on the rhetoric. And turning up the temperature on the rhetoric that was already on 10 or 11 leads to incredibly dangerous places. Mark my words, it's June 25th, 2018, and somebody is going to get hurt. Some liberal mob is going to do something. They're going to cross the line and somebody is going to get hurt. Maybe it's going to be somebody trying to get away from them and there's an incident with a car, or maybe it's just somebody in that crowd, in that mob surrounding somebody, throws something. Or maybe it goes a step further, because again, if you really firmly believe that Hitler Part II is taking over the United States, that fascism itself is taking hold in the United States and holding on to power, you almost have a moral obligation to act. Democrats know this. They're not stupid. They're acting evil. They're acting this way because they want power and they don't care how they get it. They know they can't get it by running on what they want to do. The American people reject their policies. So they're going to get it by any means necessary, and that's going to end up being violent. Whether or not it happens before the election, I don't know. I suspect it will. We're accelerating at too fast of a clip for it not to. Now, the only way to stop this, it's not going to be Republicans standing up there and conservatives saying, this is ridiculous, stop saying that. We've seen that all week with the Nazi comparisons, and nobody said a damn thing. The media has continued to make them. The left has continued to make them. The only way this stops is from within. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, other leading Democrats have to stand up and bravely tell their mob to stop it, to knock it off. Tell their goon squad, like Maxine Waters, stop it. Knock this off. Your rhetoric is going to get somebody hurt. This is unacceptable. They have to pump the brakes. It can't come from a Republican. It will be ignored. It may still be ignored if it came from a Democrat, but at least they would have some moral standing to say, my God, we've really become monsters here. We have to stop this. Because where this leads next is violence, and it leads to Republicans returning the favor, chasing down members of Congress, chasing them out of places. And then there will be confrontations when one angry mob beats another angry mob. People acting out of emotion never make good decisions. They never do. But Democrats are counting on it. Never before has a political party in this country counted on emotion and people being worked up, angry and afraid for months on end to win power. It's a scary, scary time, ladies and gentlemen. Something awful is going to happen. there's no real other option. This road never goes anyplace good. Anyway, I just want to do this show just about this because it's pretty scary out there. It's dangerous. This is out of control, and there are no adults in the room. The Republicans are being ignored. They're being dismissed by the media. That means that this stuff is being magnified without challenge. And I fear that something terrible is going to happen. Anyway, I explain all the methodology in this in my book, Outrage Incorporated, How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism, and Hollywood. It's on Amazon now. It's almost everywhere where fine books are sold. I, of course, recommend you pick up a copy and make sure that you subscribe to this show, however you get podcasts. And go to iTunes, rate it, write a review if you got a couple of minutes to plunk down a few sentences. We'll be back with another program tomorrow. Have a great Monday.